The Book of Esther is an interesting one. The fact that this book only contains 10 chapters and 167 verses, that is less than all of Psalm 119, which has 177 verses. It contains one of the most intriguing stories of how a girl adopted and raised by her cousin, and in which God uses her to save her people from extinction at the hands of evil Haman. We will follow Esther from Mordecai's house in Susa, as she lived in relative obscurity, until she wins the local beauty contest, and is prepared to become queen. Then she moves to the palace. All the while her identity as a Jew is concealed, for such a time as this. Her strength, dignity, and beauty give her favor, and the courage to approach the king, to save her people. Contents abstract high chapter I. The girl, who would be queen. 4 chapter 2. Mordecai discovers a secret plot. 3 chapter 3. Haman's plan, to exterminate the Jews. 4 references. 11 chapter I. Esther, the girl, who would be queen. The Book of Esther was written around 486 to 465 before Christ, and is set in modern-day Iran. The king of Persia at this time in history was Xerxes, Greek translation, or another translation is Ahasuerus. Hebrew translation, NKJV John MacArthur, 1997. In chapter 1 of Esther we read that King Xerxes has a banquet that lasts 7 days. King Xerxes asks Queen Vashti to appear, at the same time Vashti is also having a banquet for the women. The summation of the event is that Queen Vashti feels that she is being put on display as a trophy. She refuses to attend the banquet of King Xerxes. This enrages the king and he is ultimately embarrassed in front of his guests. As they wait for his reaction, King Xerxes consults with his advisors, and they come to a conclusion that Vashti has disobeyed the king. He then issues a proclamation to dethrone Queen Vashti as a punishment for her rebellion. King Xerxes then issues another decree to sack a new queen, to replace Vashti by having local beauty contests. Letters are sent to all King Xerxes' provinces which covered parts of India and Ethiopia. David E. Pratt, 2006, Ellis No. 12. He also sent out announcements for the event in their own languages. Soon after, King Xerxes' anger has subsided, and it begins to sink in. He realizes what he has done, and perhaps he wants to change his mind. His servants sack only the most beautiful girls for the king, to get his mind off of Queen Vashti. One of King Xerxes' advisors is also concerned that should he have a change of heart about dethroning Vashti, and that rebellion from other women would spread throughout his kingdom. King Xerxes continues with the search to crown a new queen. Mordecai, being Esther's only living relative, adopts her as his own daughter. Mordecai also allows Esther to participate as a contestant, if you will, in the search for the new queen of Persia. Mordecai strongly suggests that Esther keep her Jewish heritage a secret, possibly perhaps fearing that she would be eliminated from competing. All of the maidens in the contest had to participate in a 1-year time of preparation, which included beautifying themselves and preparing them in the local customs to meet the king. The Bible says that when the king saw Esther, he loved her more than any of the other women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight. That is when he placed the royal crown upon Esther's head, thereby replacing Vashti as his queen. Esther 2:17, Chapter 2. Mordecai discovers a secret plot. Mordecai was about his business at the gate, and he learned of a plot by 2 eunuchs, Bigthan and Teresh, who had intended to kill the king. They were doorkeepers, so in some sense they were responsible to guard the doors from intruders. They became very angry at the king, and sought to lay hands on him. Mordecai learned of the plot and revealed it to Esther. She in turn warned the king, giving Mordecai credit as her source of information. She could do this without revealing her nationality or relationship to him. The accusation against these men were investigated and determined to be true. The men were then hung on a gallows, and the king's life was spared. All this was recorded in the chronicles of the official record of royal history. This event also reveals the admirable character of Mordecai. The story may seem to be told here just for the sake of interest, but we will later learn that this record in the chronicles plays a major role in the subsequent story. Chapter 3 Haman's plot to exterminate the Jews. In the book of Esther we are introduced to Haman, who is described as the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite. Esther 3:1. In his commentary David Pratt believes Haman to be a descendant of King Agag from the book of 1 Samuel 15:8-33, and that King Saul was supposed to execute King Agag along with his descendants. However, an act of disobedience Saul allows Agag and some of the Amalekites to survive. Samuel ends up executing Agag. It is believed some Amalekites escaped, therefore making Haman one of Agag's descendants. Perhaps because of the story of what happened to Agag, this may hold the answer as to why Haman has such disdain and hatred for the Jews. Haman is a distinguished member of King Xerxes' court. As part of his position, subjects in the kingdom may have been required to bow to Haman. However, Mordecai refused to bow, which incited Haman even more. Perhaps Mordecai felt that during Xerxes' reign his religion forbid him from bowing to another person, thereby showing worship as to a deity. This act would have been strictly forbidden by the Jews, who are commanded to only worship the God of Israel. Even though Mordecai was urged by some of his companions to honor Haman, he refused and could not go against his own conscience. In Haman's rage against Mordecai, he approaches King Xerxes to write a decree to make it a law that everyone must bow to him. This in turn is directed at the Jews. Haman also tried to lead the king to believe there was a certain people that had been in rebellion and subversion to the king. Although he had not given all the information to King Xerxes that the decree was intended to be used against the Jews before the decree was issued specifically towards Mordecai, the decree from King Xerxes was finalized and contained the seal from the king as signatory and was circulated throughout the kingdom without haste, specifically targeting the entire Jewish race. When Mordecai learned of this, he tore his clothes and began to mourn in the midst of the city and cried out to God. Soon after, all of the Jews realized the danger they faced, and they all fasted and prayed for protection. Esther's servants had heard about this and reported Mordecai's actions to her. Mordecai advised Queen Esther of the decree that Haman had constructed to execute the Jews. Mordecai gave instructions to Esther to intercede to the king for the Jews on his behalf. Although Mordecai trusted in God, he had to have known that God had placed Esther in the palace for a reason. Mordecai had sent this message through his companion Hatak, who was unaware that Esther was a Jew. Esther pointed out that Persian law forbade anyone to enter the inner court where the king was unless the king called them to approach. Any who entered unbidden would be killed unless the king held out his golden scepter to them. Then the person would be spared to have an audience with the king. Esther feared to go unbidden to speak to the king. She also pointed out that she had not been called to an audience with the king in the previous 30 days. This would indicate that she foresaw no opportunity to speak to the king. It was not like she had an appointment with him every day. Furthermore, the fact he had not called might indicate he did not particularly desire to see her. This would make it especially dangerous for her to go. Mordecai pointed out to Esther that since she was a Jew, her life was in just as much danger as his was. If she did nothing, she too could be executed. Esther's position as queen did not exempt her from being a Jew. On the contrary, it gave her an opportunity to meet with the king. Now it was a matter of when and how. Mordecai also points out that Esther may have been chosen queen as God's plan to save the Jews, just as Joseph was sold into slavery, as God used his experience to save the nation from starvation. Esther tells Mordecai to gather the Jews and fast for 3 days to intercede for her to have wisdom on how to approach the king. At the end of 3 days, Bible tells us in Esther chapter 5 1-2 that Esther put on her royal robes facing the entrance of the house she had attracted the king, and found favor in his sight. He extended his golden scepter. This gave Esther an opportunity to speak to the king. She proposes a banquet for the king, promising to let her petition be known at the banquet. Meanwhile, King Xerxes has trouble sleeping, so he commands the book of his records to be read aloud, and the story of the plot to assassinate him is reread, and Mordecai is the one who saved the king's life. The king responds by asking if any type of honor had been bestowed on Mordecai, and it had not. King Xerxes, intending to honor Mordecai, consults with Haman on how to give an unnamed person honor and justice. Haman, being full of himself and seething with pride, believes that King Xerxes wants to bestow favor and honor on him. Haman comes up with many grandiose ideas, thinking he'll be the one who will be honored. In the meantime, Haman is constructing gallows to hang Mordecai on. Once Haman realizes that the honor, dignity, and parade, like atmosphere, is not for him, but for Mordecai, he is filled with more hatred. There is a second banquet planned by Queen Esther. This time she invites Haman. During this banquet, Esther reveals that someone is trying to take her life, and this incites King Xerxes. The king demands to know who it is that would do his queen harm. Esther reveals that she is a Jew, and that Haman and the decree that has been issued would surely end her life. The king, in a rage, leaves the banquet, and Haman begins to plead for his life from Queen Esther. King Xerxes returns and finds Haman groveling for his life. Esther 7:8. When the king returned from the palace garden to the place of the banquet of wine, Haman had fallen across the couch where Esther was. Then the king said, "Will he also assault the queen while I am in the house?" And KJV, King Xerxes pronounced a sentence of death against Haman and has him hung on the very gallows that Haman had intended to hang Mordecai. The king also reversed the decree that he had originally ordered. It is through this situation the Feast of Purim is instituted, to commemorate once again how God saved his people from annihilation by revealing a wicked plot that Haman had devised against the Jews that ended up being turned back on him. Haman's sons had also been hung on the gallows. Mordecai was then given prominence by decree of the king and was honored by being written into the chronicles of Persia. Mordecai was then appointed second in command by King Xerxes.